Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick.
I'm Ryan.
And welcome to the Elite Coup Studios podcast, Gaiden, test case number one.
We talk about shit.
Up in the sky, 10 miles high, a man stands above the city he will destroy. Built from airplane parts, his propeller spins as he thinks to himself, I will destroy these people. I will fly.
Okay. Dr. Doppler! Isn't that who found X? Doppler was in some X game.
Doppler was in the ZX
business. It was, Dr. Kane was the one who found X, I believe. You all right?
I'll be fine.
Bit of a hole in your lip?
Yeah.
Now, did you imagine in your mind some kind of Mega Man Legacy of Kane crossover? Because I was wondering what could give you pause like that, and that's the first thing that came to mind.
No, I just filled it on my shirt. That didn't help at all.
It's like I played that game, and it was all like Raziel getting different elements for the Soul Reaver, so I'm seeing like Mega Man going around finding new Soul Reaver add-ons for his Mega Buster. His Soul Buster, perhaps?
Soul Buster. I mean, you can kind of just... Something like that, like, how would that change gameplay? Would it need to? Like if you just took Mega Man...
Well, he would be a telekinetic vampire.
Well, I mean, yeah, but, like, that's the thing. Like you change it aesthetically. Are you done? There's, like, a race, like, 8 demon bosses taking over the world?
It's mostly the same, except sometimes you can pick up...
Led by Count Von Wiley?
You can pick up your enemies with telekinesis and throw them into spikes and torches and whatnot.
Well, you would have a telekinesis beam.
Perhaps. That was like the magnet beam, except it was the magnet beam and it produced floors.
In what?
Mega Man.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it was two. Item one... One of the items was the jet. One of the items was the platform. Yeah, magnet beam was in one.
Okay. Yeah.
In 2, it had the spring, the jet, and the platforms.
Man, I didn't play enough 2.
Game's pretty good.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I've seen. I still want to play 9. 9 that came out. That was a remake?
Do I have 8 or... I think I have 8 on the PC. Is that the one where it's like Sigma's in space and he's like fucking shit up and Axel's around and he's like, I'm some kind of DNA robot?
I don't even know. Like
that game was alright in that you jumped and you moved to the right and you shot things, but like it was just
Yeah, I don't really know.
Like I don't hate it as vehemently as other people might, because I hear like nobody fucking likes that game. I mean, it was alright.
It's like I don't know what caused the shift though, because you know, run, jump, shoot, get new guns from bosses. That's a solid premise.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they've been stringing it along for, I mean. How many Mega Man games were there? At least 8, and then there was all of X.
8, so that's like another 10.
Yeah.
So, you know, going on 20, 25 games.
Then again, ZX on the portables was pretty good. And
yeah.
Advent was alright.
Yeah. And see, this is, like, it's a solid, so I don't know why it is that the X game, the later X game, caused such flack. I'm almost thinking maybe they put too much story into it.
Yeah, there was a lot of bully about the continuity. Like, apparently number 6 didn't happen.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was number 7, I don't know. There was the one where you had to, like, crash a space shuttle into an orbital colony.
But wasn't that, like, only if it, when you fired off the laser, it didn't work, and there was, like, a 60-something percent random chance of it actually working?
I think it was 50-50, even if you did everything to boost it up.
Something like that.
And, like, you could only do... You had a limited number of times you could play through stages, so you had to, like, perfectly map out all of your backtracking when you're coming back with new powers to get more powers.
But wasn't that also...
That was kind of bullshit.
Wasn't that also the one where, like, as you lost, it would get easier, so you would just lose a whole lot, and then the game was really easy?
Yeah, but you don't get as many rewards when you do that.
The still.
Also, that's the one where, like, Zero just fucks off and dies right near the end, and you're like, oh, great, well, I've been playing as him the entire game. I don't have anything for this pussy. Blue.
Yes.
Who likes blue?
He's still blue. So blue. He's the bluest. All right. Yeah, that's Mega Man. Let's start something for real now.
No, this is the Gaiden episode. This is what we're doing. This is it right now. We're talking. We're freestyling.
Yeah, but what are we talking about?
We're just
about?
Saying whatever's on our mind.
It's like it's random.
Dog. Fences.
Wood doctor.
Dog.
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 That's excellent. Listen, do you mind if you don't participate from now on?
Yeah, that was a song once.
Oh yeah, I still got those if you still want them.
Eh.
And Baff Baff.
Baff Baff?
Yeah, it's on the Gurren Lagann soundtrack. Like, it's like Japanese, Japanese, Japanese. Baff Baff! Japanese, Japanese.
Oh. Okay.
All I know is it says Baff Baff.
Okay.
I love it. Yeah, that's one of those things where you don't even have to listen to the song. You just read the title. Baff Baff! All right,
yeah.
Good.
That
pump you up.
That's turning out to be my experience with music more and more recently. I'm like, alright, it's pretty good. First 30 seconds of this song, time for the next one.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I think I got too much music.
Too much as in you own too much, or you were overloaded with music?
That one.
Okay. I don't know, man. It's like, it's music. It beats at the heart of our soul.
Does it?
Maybe.
I thought at the heart of our souls there was, like, a kernel of light surrounded by darkness, and you needed to, like, hit the darkness with an enormous key.
Listen, man. Like, again, the game, like, I like what they would do with the story if they did something with it.
Imagine this to be, like, the portrait cut-in before the super move is unleashed. This is my portrait cutting in and informing you that we're talking about Kingdom Hearts. We continue now.
What, they're just talking about it as a super move?
I guess.
Like, I wish I just had that in real life, actually.
Super move cut-ins?
Yeah, no. I would be standing there, and all of a sudden it would be like, whoa! And it would just cut in, cut back out, and it's like, open can.
But that would be difficult, because, like, would it be an object behind you, or would it be in everyone's field of vision?
I imagine...
Like, would they just be walking down the street and suddenly see your face cut across half of their field of vision and just be like, whoa! That guy just opened a can pretty hardcore.
I imagine the way it would work is something like, if they were to be perceiving the event on their own, or perceiving some effect of the event, like, in the immediacy, like if you punch a guy, and then the guy flies through the wall, then people on the other side of the wall would see it too.
Okay.
Maybe that's kind of, but definitely people who would be perceiving it anyway. As the event is about to happen, whatever their advantage is, they lose it, and they all see the same dynamic angle.
Ah!
That you, sometimes from, like, right behind the object being affected.
I think it would work if it was kind of like a stand thing. Like, if you just had a larger, translucent image of yourself projected over yourself.
Like from wherever somebody's looking at you, you just see the translucent, you just sort of, like, bust out the back and fade away.
Yeah, it's like a combination battle or character cut-in.
Okay, I can see that. That's pretty simple.
So you're talking about Kingdom Hearts.
Was I?
Yeah, you were going to say something about it.
I was going to say something about it. Like, I like playing as Roxas, which apparently makes me different from the entire rest of the populace. Because, okay, so, like, you play as Roxas,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, it's basically because you have to play as a new kid, because the story, the way that it works is that it's like, Kingdom Hearts 1 ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chain of Memories occurs. And then, like, from the start of Chain of Memories to the start of Kingdom Hearts 2, 1 year elapses.
Mm-hmm.
For at least, like, 8 months of which you're asleep.
Sora's asleep.
Sora and Goofy and Donald, yeah.
Okay. They're asleep too?
Yeah.
Are they in some kind of, like, magical crystal or something?
Yeah. They're in sleeping pods.
Oh, sleeping pods. Oh, very fancy.
Well, see, that's the cool thing. Like that's one of the first things you know, is that they start to break it in, like, they start to bring some machines into it, and you're like, are they going to hit some science? Are they actually going to try explaining stuff? Are they going to be Minovsky particles? Chekhov's particles?
Chekhov's particles. What the hell is this thing? Is this like a little torch?
Yeah, it's a torch. Huh. You put the fuel in the big part, and then you spark it over here, and it shoots out flames.
Oh. It's very steampunky. You should lend this to Tim so he can, like, I don't know, weld it to the top of a Nerf gun or something. He was showing me this LiveJournal group a while back. Those all people that steampunk things.
Yeah.
Except they just paint it brown and
paint
then
it brown
put,
and maybe put
brass fixtures all over it. Like, one of them was like this steampunked out Nerf long shot. And they, you know, they put all tubes on the outside. They had a pressure gauge facing forward at the end of the barrel of the gun. And I'm like, what could that be measuring that you want people you're pointing a gun at to know?
It just reads, hurtness times 1,000 goes from 0 to a lot.
Okay. The bullet will come out this hard. Are you sure you want to? You can walk away.
You know, that's one thing I've always liked the idea
of. It just says caution. It goes from 0 to caution.
Yeah, no, so like the non-numerical gauges. Mm. Or like the gear shift that goes from like park, drive, reverse, frappe, stealth.
They did that in a show about robot in New Jersey, didn't they?
Megas XLR, yeah.
Yeah, they just had like button that was like missiles and then more missiles and then like all the missiles.
No, it was cool because like he was like, oh my god, I have to save Jamie, and then because it's in like a Camaro, so he just grabbed like the side of the steering wheel stick shift and just shifts it into save Jamie.
Ha! Okay, that's even better.
No, and then, like, the one time, it was like, safety belts. Where's the safety belt? And he, like, looks over there, and it's, like, safety belts. And it's the only button that's missing in the bare wires sticking out. It's like, oh, I guess I took that out.
I think I'd like that show more if I watched it. Because, like, I don't know, but for some reason, I'm like, eh.
I have that show.
Okay.
It's actually pretty good.
You should watch it sometime.
It's...
I think I saw one of the later episodes where it was like, there's, like, space squids and stuff, and maybe some chick that's, like, a space princess.
No, that happened from the first episode.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, well, it's like, it starts out that way. And then they move into the episodes where it's like, okay, Space Princess, this is a Slurpee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they move into those kind of things. And also the, when he wins the Intergalactic Space Robot Giant Thing Fighting Championship, mm-hmm. hosted by Magnanimous. It's Magnanimous, but nobody ever pronounces it correctly.
Okay.
Correctly.
The fellow that plays the guitar.
Yeah. Just waiting for come around here on the guitar. Not tired. We're proud.
Professionals. We don't cop out. We don't say it got lost in the mail or whatever.
We don't. And
who knows where it goes when you've left.
2 forwarding addresses. So now you're worried about the club. Yeah. The club? Don't worry about the... Jackie might worry about the club. But, don't worry. Life is a breeze.
But of course, some breezes, as you know.
Some breezes are upgraded, are 110 miles per hour and upgraded to hurricane status. Just pass that along. Speaking of pass it along.
Ah, you're passing it over to me now.
Yeah, you got anything good? I mean...
Well, as long as we're just talking about, like, stuff.
What were we just on?
We were... Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom you Hearts. Like Roxas, that makes you weird. They were asleep. Technology might happen.
Megas XLR.
Megas XLR. Yeah, I think I'd like that show more if I actually saw it. Because, like, for some reason I have this idea of it in my mind is kind of dumb. Well, I imagine it is kind of dumb, but I imagine that's part of why it's good.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I imagine a lot of things, apparently.
That's what you do. I think it's tied in somewhere with the same phrase that cowardice is a thinking man's curse. Drunk man's words are...
It was like the other day at... Was it the barbecue at Tim's or was it something else? No, it was upstate, and we were all, like, eating food and shit and just being worthless layabouts. And then Brian was like, I'm going to go out to the orchard and run a few laps.
Yeah.
We were just like, Brian...
No, that was just when we came in with all the junk food.
Those who feel guilt have no use of it.
Yeah, I guess that works. I don't think it was so much guilt so much as, like, I feel like a fat pig, I can't move.
Yeah, except he's not the fat pig.
Yeah, I know.
Therein lies the thing.
Okay. I don't know. I'm kind of sick of being fat.
Yeah, like I was saying a while back, I was like, yeah, I'm going to wake up every morning, I'm going to, like, run a bit. And I've been waking up and, like, playing the double.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you though, the double. I'm just gonna slap the microphone. I'm sure that came over very well.
Of course.
Come here, microphone. We're gonna party. Okay, okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop holding it. So, that Spy Sniper update came out. Aside from, you know, all the broken shit happening early on, just ridiculous broken shit.
Like?
Well, like the spy, they gave him that knife taunt where he just kind of stab. They made that, you know, a damaging taunt, but you could do it while you were cloaked. So you could just, like, rustle up behind somebody and be like, psst, hey, hey, you, hey, ka-cha, 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 stab.
Uh-huh. And he would stay cloaked?
And he would stay cloaked.
Yeah, that's pretty broken.
And the ambassador could shoot through the spawn gates, so you could just pick people off before the round started. Apparently, according to their update news when they fixed it, it said that it didn't use hitboxes, which made me wonder if it just ran on magic. Like, it...
Wait.
Like, it's a hit-scan weapon.
Yeah, so you would think it has to use hitboxes.
But
unless it just, like, is it so powerful that one hit anywhere will kill them? Or...
No.
So it's just, like, can it shoot through people?
No.
Why the hell wouldn't it be a normal hitscan weapon?
It is a normal hitscan weapon. I'm not sure what the fuck it was doing, though. It ran on magic. No, but aside from that, and
it'd be great if, like, if there was a gun that, like...
Shot magic?
No, that...
It's the metagun.
No, it's the, that's that gun from Alostar, the caster
shell. Oh, yeah!
Which I still love that idea. But no, it's somebody built a gun that no matter who you fired at, it was always just a backstab. So, like, it has to, like, look at the person and then just assume the bullet is coming from their back.
So it's like the knife.
It's like a guided RP knife.
No, it's like you get two spies and they meet on the field and they're face to face and they both try to, you know, wiggle their arms around each other to hit them each other in the back while they're still facing each other. That's basically how backstab detection works. But anyway, aside from that and the unlock system, which is silly, you just kind of get things for
inscrutable.
You just get things like every once in a while. Which hasn't been too bad. I got the Huntsman and the Jarade really early on, and they were very fun.
Jarade.
And then I got another Blutsauer and another Kritzkrieg and another Extinguisher.
They really started doing that?
Yeah. But then I also got the Ambassador and a Cloak and Dagger, which is pretty ballin' on the defense, because you can just, you know, hide in some corner by the attacking team spawn or whatever, just wait for a suitable wave to come out and just chain them up.
Yeah, I can see that.
But the Jarade and the Huntsman have really made the sniper
fun.
Yeah, like I reset my stats when I started playing again, but right now the sniper's my most played class. Ooh. It was my least played class before I reset my stats.
But they made it.
Yeah, because like it, I'm not gonna say that I'm very good at it, especially because like I often get picked up by real snipers.
Yeah.
You know, people who are still using their rifles because they're actually useful at long range.
Yeah.
But you know, it's fun because you're peeking around corners, you're just popping shots into people, you're throwing piss around. But you're much closer to the rest of the team, so it's not like you're that asshole up on the battlements over there having a dick waving contest with the other asshole on the red battlements.
Yeah, they actually put you more into the fight.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Especially because, like, the Jarade just racks up assists for you, and you can douse people.
Yeah.
So it's fun times. Especially when, you know, you're just kind of stalking around corners and stuff. You know, I'm going to throw my piss at you. Yo, red team, what's up? I'm going to throw my piss at you.
Do you actually go on the mic and do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it was just one time, and it was at, like, 2 in the morning. And then I went to some other server, and I was like, hello, I am here to be filling blue team with the arrows now. And then they were like, teams are imbalanced. And I was like, okay, I will now help blue team to glorious victory. Tremble at my incompetence. And some admin was just like, I'm RP, tremble at my faggotry. And then he muted me. And then I stuck around for like another 2 rounds and won them.
Cool. Man. I was thinking about that the other day, too. Whatever happened to, like, the heyday of the specialist?
That game...
Like, we played that a lot. Whatever happened?
Like, I don't know. Like, we went through... There was a little resurgence a while back. I started playing it
You did, and I tried to,
but it was mostly because I stopped playing Team Fortress for a while, and I was like, oh, I need to shoot something. Yeah, because I don't even know what, like, fuck, man. It's a black box to me, except it's a black box that I regularly open up and tinker around with, and it's not even, like, if it were a black box, that would be good, because I hear those are very good radiators, which my laptop is not.
Oh, okay. Just be like, ah, it's a cold winter. Boot up XP.
Speaking of which, My brother recently was all up on the new eggs, and he was all like, I need some new speakers. And they were like, we will give them to you for $30. Also, would you like a special on that RAM you bought from us last month? So he's putting another 4 gigs of RAM into his beastly ice box.
Huh.
He's running 64-bit Vista, so apparently it's...
worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was all like, what are you going to do with your 8 gigs of RAM? And he was like, I don't know. Compute.
It's like, well, okay... I'm going to transcode these video files and torrent every distribution of Linux, and he just like can keep stacking it on.
It's gonna run 4 instances of Crysis at optimal video settings.
And Frap to record his one man deathmatch.
Oh my god.
You know that
you need sheets of thinking aluminum.
I actually did that once.
What?
I'm a little ashamed to say, I'm also a little proud to say, is I had this computer, and I can put my laptop right here, and I was running Phantasy Star Online on both, and I was just running dungeons with myself.
Oh my god.
I know. At least I haven't done it with that other one.
What other one?
Not Shinigami. Demon Busta.
Oh, Shin Megaten.
That one, yeah.
I think I want to start playing that again, because I feel like I want some kind of persistent game in my life right now that I can share with other people. Like, I've been weaning myself, not really weaning myself off from the Persona Triple, because it hasn't been something I've consciously thought about, but I've just found myself playing less and less of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because I want, like, a persistent game like that, where, you know, the record isn't wiped clean at the end of the round, but I want to be able to share it with other people, and be like, look at what I've achieved. But I'm poor, so, you know, I'm not playing WoW and such.
Which I think is why we started a freeware podcast.
Yeah.
Like, because we were experts because we're broke.
I might be getting a part-time dishwashing job this week.
Except
it's a part-time job that still has, you know, 8-hour work days.
Huh.
2 days a week.
That's something.
Wait, what was it? 10? It was like 10 to 7. That's like a 9-hour day.
Yeah. I might be trying to apply at Radio Shack.
Oh.
Because it's air-conditioned.
Yeah. Well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Air-conditioning. Working in a kitchen in the summer? Why do I want to do that again?
Yeah, this...
Ah!
Like that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't mind working outside. Like, uh-huh. I like working outside when I'm at school, because if I'm outside, I'm away from my boss.
Okay.
So, you know, that's cool. And, you know, I'll go out and I'll do my job. And, like, the point of being a media op ninja is to be a ninja. Like you don't go into any rooms where class is in session.
Yeah.
Like...
you are to be unseen.
Exactly. Like, you are the you are the unseen cog.
You set all the tables and set out all the fancy forks, and don't let any of the classy gentlemen see you doing it.
Exactly.
Except the fancy forks are like projectors and shit.
Like, that's... it's a great job. Especially because if you get nights... and if you get the night shift when they're doing, like a special, like... speeches, or sometimes like companies will come in and be like, here's how you get a job with us. Anything like that where it's like a special outsider's coming in doing a presentation,
mm-hmm.
they bring food.
Ah.
Not all the food gets eaten. One time I came back with 2 pizzas. I was the hero of the lounge. Well, okay, it would have been 2 if I hadn't given like half of a pizza to my friend who I passed walking home.
Just like going down the street, hey!
Yeah,
you want pizza? Want pizza?
They took it. This is the caliber of people I know. They will take street pizza.
Hey, I probably wouldn't refuse street pizza. Like, I know pizza is not a thing that occurs naturally. I wouldn't trust it if I found it, like, on the street. Maybe. If it was in a box on the street, maybe.
Yeah.
If it was still a full pie, unmarred.
If it was still warm.
Mm.
Because if it's still, like, warm and kind of steamy, like, not much can happen to a pizza in that time.
Yeah.
Like maybe somebody just dropped it.
And, that, you know, it would be hard to.
And they're yelling at you as they're going for a slice because it happened like 2 seconds ago.
Well, not
it's like
saying,
three
you know,
pizza mine.
Finding a pizza face down on the pavement.
That's like, yeah.
That's like walk on by.
there are some pizzas you pass by in life. Okay, you know how... You know how in life there are certain doors that open to you, and when they open, you have to take the opportunity to walk through them? Okay, the bathroom is no longer one of those doors.
Uh-huh. I thought this was going to turn into one of those things where some doors open and other doors close. I'm like, yeah, I hate restrictive classes.
No. Oh,
okay.
What was I thinking? No, I wasn't.
All right.
Here's another game we should play.
Battlefield?
1942,
yeah. Yeah.
They're coming out with, like, Battlefield 1943 now.
God, I keep... 1943...
Because it's going to be a World War II sequel to 1942.
Like, I think about that game, and I'm like, man. Yeah, I love playing that game, but it was only with fucking bots, and that game's probably terrible with only fucking bots, but I can't tell because I never played it enough with real people.
We played...
There was that one time when we had that bomber, and we were all terrible at it.
Yeah. No, we played up at school, there was a good, like, couple of weeks where we were playing pretty regularly, and we had maybe, like, 8 or 10 people in a game. Mm-hmm. Even just like that, it's not bad, you just pick the small maps, and you're all, like...
You can, like, form little fire teams and stuff.
Yeah. Because we would all drag, like, our laptop and our joysticks down to the lounge to play.
Oh, I found that joystick that I borrowed from you ages ago.
Really?
It was in a cabinet under my TV.
Really?
Like, where we keep the old VHS tapes.
Huh. You know what
Wanna
this means?
Want to play some YS Flight?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
Also MechWarrior.
On that note... Since we got 35 minutes.
Yeah. It's the Gaiden episode.
I know. Like that's why the next one we should have, like, something more focused. Like, still ramble, still go off anywhere, but at least tell them where we're starting. Like,
It was odd, wasn't it? No. Or now that I've said that, have I thrown off the...
No, we don't have a continuity.
Okay.
We are retconning things that haven't occurred.
Okay, so
wow,
future past Pickle Inspector.
No.
What?
No, what was that description about, like, Mormons, like, no, it was...
Space Jesus?
No, it was like, okay, you have to imagine that, like, there's the Old Testament, and that was the original movie, and then the New Testament was the sequel, and then, like, Islam comes along, and they make a new sequel that retcons the second one.
Okay.
And that's the way that you explain religion.
What about Mormons, though? They're the sci-fi retelling?
They read papers.
No, that's like the sci-fi miniseries based on the original work.
Oh, okay.
Like, Tin Man.
Tin Man?
That show was alright.
Didn't see it.
Yeah. It was kind of like vaguely grimdark, not Alice in Wonderland. Over the Rainbow, Wizard of Oz, yeah. And normally, like, I don't know, like, I fucking hated Wicked for some reason. I don't know why, totally rationally. But, like, this was alright. You had, like, instead of Oompa Loompa guys all OEO, you had, like, vaguely Gestapo types with steampunk guns.
Huh.
That was alright.
Yeah, I could see that. What if we just, like... I don't know how well it would work, but let's just take, like, stories and put them in already established character realms. So, like, let's do... You know, we'll start kind of like that.
We'll take Hamlet as played by the cast of Perfect Cherry Blossom.
Okay. I was thinking something along the lines of maybe, like, Wizard of Oz by the cast of Doctor Who.
Oh my god!
In the Doctor Who world. Or what's,
That might be a classic of, fan fiction in general. I'm not sure. It sounds like the sort of thing that would be something that's done. But I'm not really in with that scene.
I need to check. Is fan fiction Dramatica still around?
What is that?
It was, they would take bad fan fiction and read them.
So, like, my close and personal friend Fo Aaron's reading of that Batman thing. Batman Begins. Once upon a time, there was a young man named Batman. And then his parents got dead, so he fucked off to Princeton. And then he fucked off to China so he could become a ninja because his parents were dead. And such, and so on. Or like,
last one came out...
Something else. Derivative work. Repercussions of full life consequences.
This one came out on 4/11/09.
That's vaguely recently.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, like us, some DVD fanfic.
Oh boy. The wonderful works of Paul Chimera.
Yeah, they did that one.
He had that that Gundam Wing fan fiction.
Oh, man. And then Hiro blew himself up again. That was sort of the challenge that we started and didn't finish. It was watch Gundam Wing.
Okay.
Count how many times Hiro tries to kill himself.
Isn't it like 5 fucking times in the first episode? Like, that's what totally got me about that show, is like, he's just so intent on killing himself rather than accomplish anything. Like, he showed up, he was posing as a meteor, he crashed on the planet, he was like, alright, mission successful, time to die.
Well, no, because
like, you just got here, kid.
Well, no, that's like the thing, like, as far as he's concerned, he fucked up the mission of get to the planet. And he was like, well, I fucked up the mission, I can't let myself fall into enemy hands. And he tries to kill himself with, like, the explosion on his heart. But that doesn't kill him, because he, like, explodes his heart. He's like, damn it, I'm not dead! And then he just knocks out some paramedics and steals the ambulance.
Is that what happened?
Which then, you, like, 4 episodes later, you see him driving the same ambulance around.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
No, I rewatched it once, and I kind of want to rewatch it again, because I still like it for some reason. But I'm pretty sure Wing is actually a really bad Gundam.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's people who like it, there's people who don't. Like, for a lot of people, it was their first introduction to the thing, because it was aired on Adult Swim and everything. Oh, what is it?
It was on Toonami.
Toonami? I don't know. The two are so...
Yeah.
Because
one is melted into the other one.
Yeah, because I never really watched either of them anyway, because I was not a hip young kid. Not a cable-having person.
I remember you would come home, and it would be at, like, 2 o'clock, there would be, like, Samurai Pizza Cats, and then Mega Man.
Oh, man, the Mega Man cartoon.
I have, like, the first 3 discs of that.
Oh, my God. How many puns are in it?
I don't know, I haven't watched it. I have stuff I haven't watched.
They're all, like, up
there. I feel
there.
Bad about that.
All the bad robots are trying to make some kind of villainous speech, and Mega's all like, let's cut to the chase, eh? And Cutman just kind of glowers at him. Then Gutsman shows up and is like, hey, what did I miss, guys? And he trips, pants fall down. Dun-dun!
Gutsman's ass! Right. No, okay, so here's what I'm going to do. Here's the things that I have and I want to watch, but I haven't watched.
Okay, we need a new...
And haven't watched before.
Whiteboard, like the whiteboard in your dorm room. with the list of things that just were getting cut off.
Oh, yeah.
No, I watched like half of 8th MS Squad and then didn't finish it because I'm a dumb...
8th MS... I still think 8th MS Squad is actually one of... It's, like, the best Gundam.
I really like it because it's, like... Thing starts, first scene, Zaku fucks some shit up, and it's like,
yeah.
Oh shit, those are actually weapons that can hurt people. No way!
No, like it's good because it has a good mix of everything that the other series offer. I mean, it has, like, mech combat, and, like, giant robots fucking up other giant robots, and villages and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It has, like personal drama, because, you know, you got the two on opposite sides of the war who fall in love with each other. It's got, like, military drama, because, like, shit's going on up in the ranks, and you get into that a little bit. It's got, like, interacting with the people in the innocent villages getting fucked up.
Yeah, that's the best part that I like about it, because it's not just, like, you know, heroic dudes on this side have to fight vaguely heroic bad guys on this side, and isn't it so tragic? It's like, dude, you just stomped on these fucking dirt farmers' village.
Yeah.
You just ruined all their lives.
Like... And, like, I just think it has a good mix of, like, you know, like, giant robot destruction in whatever form it takes, even, like, the repercussions of it, and drama. Whereas, you know, something like the original Gundam, I tried to watch that all in one night, because I was...
Well, like, the compilation movie or something?
Yeah, the compilation.
Oh, okay.
Well, apparently there's, like, 3 compilation movies.
Yeah.
All I know is that, like, Anders was like, here, you should watch this, and I started watching, and about 3 hours in, it was already, like, 2 in the morning, and I was like... Ugh, and I was just like, there's too much talking, not enough giant robot fucking up. I still want to see Zeta and Double Zeta.
Yeah.
I feel that might be similar. But then, like, Wing is like, although it does have some ridiculous, like, robot stuff, because it's like, you know.
They're pretty much super robots.
They are. They're made of Gundanium alloy.
They have beam cannons that take out entire fleets.
Yeah. Which I'm all for. I mean, Zangerzonvolt. He cleaves space, so that's a good thing, but.
Cleaves evil.
At the same time, like, for a while, at least, the drama is stupid. Like, the personal drama is stupid. The military drama, I actually got to focus on a bit more, and that's not bad. Because there's actually, like, you know, switches of power and who's controlling who, and, like, who is acting on behalf of, like, the Valiant spirit of warriors and who is acting on greed and trying to take control of things. And I like some of the things they do. Like, I still like the idea of the, I guess on the Valiant Warrior side, just, like, pushing that too far is the Zero system, which is, like, the Zero system was kind of the equivalent of making new types.
Uh-huh.
Because,
like you do.
Yeah. Which, I downloaded Gundam Seed.
Uh-huh.
And I want to watch that. I want to tear it to shreds.
Like, what's up? I'm, Jesus Yamato.
Yeah.
Party in my space colony.
No, because the Zero system was like, it's like, okay, it heightens, like, the ability of the pilot, but it also, like...
drives him insane?
Yeah, because, like, it heightens the abilities for combat.
And deadens everything
else. So there's this scene where, like, he's fighting, and it's nothing but, like, woo, 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 and, like, he's talking, it's like, come on, Zero, tell me, what do we do next? And he's all like, oh, I see. And then he wrecks everything. And he's just like, anyone out for my life is my enemy. Everyone is out for my life. Everyone is my enemy. And then he just flies off into space.
Does he punch out the sun?
Maybe.
Are all the stars in the skies his enemy?
Yes. They do end up cleaving a space station in half.
Oh,
by
cool.
Accident.
But
see, that's the thing. Like the idea of a colony drop. I like that idea. I had a dream about that while we were upstate.
Really?
Well, yeah, because they were talking about they were going to drop the Hubble telescope.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we had talked something about, and we referenced the colony drop. So my dream was just like, you know, like there was a lake. We were sitting on the beach, like in a lawn chair, just kind of looking up. And it was like this big colony telescope Hubble looking thing, just sort of like floating in the sky, but with like the waves of flames coming off of it. So you knew it was falling through the atmosphere. And I was like, oh, that's pretty. And ominous. I also had other weird dreams that I can't discuss on that trip, but...
Then you woke up and there was just, like, a fan spinning above your face. It's like, oh, that explains everything.
I woke up, the mattress was deflated already.
Yeah. God
damn. Okay. You think we're good for now? I think we're good for now.
Bringing it back full circle, colony dropped happened in Mega Man sometime.
Yeah.
At one point. Maybe.
Okay. Let's... I'm calling this right here.
Okay.
No more of this. We'll do this again, but with like, we'll pick some topic before we start. Cause I love just going, but man, just going. If you want to email us, it's podcast@leapcoupestudios.net. Yeah. If you know, leapcoupestudios.net/podcast for all of our other episodes. We will be hitting 50 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And soon enough, if we keep up.
Like two episodes?
No, well, the next episode to go up will be 40. This one will be 41, and then soon enough.
What's the next one to go up?
It'll be off, which...
Oh, okay.
We're doing this backwards. We're doing a crisscross, not your clothes backwards. Jump. Jumping is the answer.
I'm sitting cross-legged in a chair.
Okay.
If I were to stand up right now, I think my knees would reverse.
Ah.
My legs are so asleep. You have no idea. It's a wonderful feeling.
Anyway. Yeah, so let's just throw an intro on this.
There's the Twitter thing as well, but I think that's just updated when
we
put out new episodes. You should give the rest of us the password to it so we can say silly things.
All right. Anyway, we've got to throw an intro on this.
Okay.
What's like the first thing we talked about?
Mega Man. And then I don't know, at the very beginning, I don't know, I sang a silly song about looking for that video on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Don't include that song.
Okay.
That song's already the stinger. Okay. I don't think anyone who cares would be listening to us anyway, so.
Yeah. All right, so.
We talk about shit. Shit.
Shit!
Shit! I can't talk. We talk about shit!
Fuck that, episode. Into this travesty.